ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, I saw Baba in a very loving form, but along with that, a very silent Baba's face appeared. The smile on Baba's face appeared to be a bit different today. As I went closer, Baba received me with that same smile. It seemed that there was some secret behind that smile. I said, Baba, Many souls have sent their loving remembrances. And Baba started to smile more broadly and said, The children have sent remembrances. But from beforehand, the father has emerged all the children in the subtle region. So I then said, Baba, I don't see anyone here. Baba then said further, the creator father, was looking at his creation, the creation whom he has made master creators. So at a distance I then saw a very beautiful curtain, and behind this, the curtain, the veil, there were different scenes visible. Baba then said, Baba was looking at the world of the children's thoughts, the inner world of the children. There were some children who were experimenting on yoga and adopting new methods of yoga. So there was one room in which there was a light ignited, where yoga was being practiced and rays of light were spreading out from this room and reaching and spreading vibrations in far distance corners. In another area I saw there were diamond-like stars. They were in very large numbers. And in a third area, I saw a tree laden with very beautiful looking fruit. Baba too was watching these scenes. Baba then said that each child has a world of their own pure thoughts. And within their inner world, they are making good efforts. So where there was the experimentation of yoga, in that room, the light started dimming. So Baba then said, look at what the children do. Sometimes certain children make very good spiritual effort, but sometimes they come down from that elevated inner stage. And so the sakash that they have to give throughout the world, they become a bit slack in that task. Secondly, Baba said, with their pure thoughts, the children have accumulated many, many treasures of knowledge. But what do they then do with it? They talk about it a lot. They express it a lot. They speak so much about how much they've attained. And because they're sharing so much, those attainments reduce. And because they speak so much about it, they're not able to experience those treasures of knowledge. And then thirdly, there are some children who do very good service. They bring benefit to many others. They bring souls closer to the Father as well. And they enable them to have the experience of the Father's company. But where there is the arrogance of mine, or the arrogance that I have done so much service, that arrogance of I and mine, that fruit of the service then slowly disappears. Sometimes there's somewhere there is the arrogance of I, sometimes there is too much sharing of how much they're doing, or how many efforts they're making, and sometimes the yoga that they're practicing becomes slack. And so then this world of pure thoughts that they want to create comes into fluctuation because of these different things that they do. I then said, Baba, each child is making good effort. Baba then replied, yes, the Father knows that according to each child's capacity, they are engaged in good spiritual endeavor. But now, according to the time, you have to make this inner world even more powerful. The scientists sit in one place, they sit in one place and they're able to create such subtle and deep new methods, new inventions. So you children too should engage in very powerful thoughts of yoga and engage in very deep experimentation of yoga so that there can be world transformation, you can spread vibrations of peace and happiness through the world. Souls of the world should also feel that we are experiencing, we are attaining everything through that one God. And they are able to recognize their Father clearly, they are able to claim the inheritance of liberation and liberation life from Baba. So this is the task of you children. Now according to the time, you will see such times coming where through yoga, through drishti, there will be special transformation happening and special service happening. The children are making good spiritual efforts, but when they sometimes keep talking about how much they're doing, they're not able to experience complete attainment. So instead of speaking about it, just remember that it is Baba's task. Just praise one Baba. Baba is the one who's carrying out this through us. Baba is the one who has bestowed everything on the children. And Baba wishes to see that my children, who are the future sovereigns of the world, they need to stabilize themselves in that stage. So now is the time not to speak about your efforts, but be the detached observer, practice being that point form, because such times are coming now where you will only be able to take help or support from that stage of being a detached observer, and you'll be able to experience support or help from applying the full stop. The Father has given the children so many blessings. The fruit of those blessings are always with the children, but sometimes when they forget, they get lost in forgetting, They get lost in the arrogance of I and mine. They're not able to experience the fruit of their efforts and those blessings. The Father is bestowing, He's showering all of you with treasure stores of blessings. So the fruit of those blessings will give you a lot of strength. It is very beautiful. Baba has filled the children with every type of blessing, so experience each blessing and take strength from each blessing. The blessings are giving you strength, are giving you power, so experience this for yourself and you will have many kinds of attainments. As you move ahead, times will come where these blessings will work as powers, they will work as your principles, which will enable you to be victorious in every way and every situation, and you will remain safe. Baba then emerged all the children in front of him and said, these children are my world. So looking at this world of my children, the father is very happy, the children are companions in the father's task, and so these children have great pride in his children, that the children have become right hands in the father's task and they are moving ahead. I then offered bhog to Baba, then gave remembrances on behalf of certain souls. I then returned carrying Baba's loving remembrances. Om Shanti. Please come up for nectar.